life-ending. While regular folks were busy cutting back their rose bushes or picking past worm-eaten peaches at the roadside stand, light and dark casters with unique and powerful gifts were locked in an eternal struggle, a supernatural civil war without any hope of a white flag waving. Lena's Gatlin was home to demons and danger and a curse that had marked her family for more than 100 years. And the closer I got to Lena, the closer her Gatlin came to mine. A few months ago, I believed nothing would ever change in this town. Now I knew better, and I only wished it was true. Because the second I fell in love with a caster girl, no one I loved was safe. Lena thought she was the only one cursed, but she was wrong. It was our curse now. February 15th. Perpetual peace. The rain dripping off the brim of Amma's best black hat, Lena's bare knees hitting the thick mud in front of the grave, the pinpricks on the back of my neck that came from standing too close to so many of Macon's kind, incubuses.